This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Earlier this week, the Senate was able to pass the Lake and Riley Act, or a hurdle, rather, to pass the Lake and Riley Act. Now we'll see if we can get with Jenny Beth Martin to talk about how important this is. Jenny Beth, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm so glad we finally connected.
Yes, me too. Tell us a little bit about the Lake and Riley Act, if you would.
Well, the bill will allow and will require detention for certain non-U.S. citizens who commit crimes such as theft and burglary. And then they still will wind up having their potentially going through a trial for whatever that crime that they've been accused of is, but even before the trial is resolved, they would be detained. And also it allows for states to sue the federal government if ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, is not doing everything that it should be doing. This is very important because when Lake and Riley was viciously murdered, the person who has been found guilty of murdering her had been arrested and released in both New York and in Georgia before he killed her. And he was here after the Biden administration allowed him and so many other people to enter the country, violating our immigration laws. So this is a way to help state and local law enforcement be able to put people who are not citizens and are showing that they have a proclivity to commit crimes, to detain them and to help protect the rest of our citizens and people who are in this country legally as well.
This, you know, it seems common sense. It seems pretty logical, reasonable, and yet just over 100 House Democrats voted against the bill. A number of Senate Democrats oppose it. What are they thinking? I mean, I get you know, your wackadoodles like AOC and the squad. There's no reasoning with those folks. But why does a reasonable, quote-unquote reasonable Democrat, what's the thinking behind opposing something like this?
Well, I don't know the reason why. I don't know the reason why they are doing it. I did read that there are some concerns that the people are being detained before their trial actually happens for the crime they're being accused of committing.
They should be detained for that alone.
They should be. Now, when the federal government has been abusing the asylum system and allowing immigrants to abuse the asylum system, they are here contrary to United States law. So they are definitely here illegally. And yet our government in the last 4 years has been enabling that violation of the law. But here's a bigger thing. If you come into this country, and I think this should apply whether you're legally here or not, if you are showing that you have a willingness to potentially to commit crimes against property, you very well may escalate the kind of crimes that you are willing to commit. Being in this country is not a guaranteed right for every single person in the entire world. And if you're not going to obey our laws once you're here, we should not, as citizens, have to just keep people here who are not obeying our laws. And we should not, I think that you have to err on the side of making sure that you are protecting United States citizens when there is somebody who is showing that they have a proclivity to commit crimes and they're not citizens in this country. Now, if they find out that they were not guilty and they are here legally, then of course they should be released back into society. But if they're not here legally and they are committing crimes, they absolutely should not be walking in our streets.
Right. No, exactly. I think we hope that they get the 60 votes necessary to pass the Senate. And I'm also assuming then that they will hold this until after the president-elect is sworn in, correct? Because I can't imagine Joe Biden would sign this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
No, I don't think, and I think that Senator Thune would not even send it to Biden's desk. It would hold until Trump gets into office. But right now, the Senate has voted to allow the debate to begin on the bill. It still has two more procedural votes. One is to end that debate, and then there'll be the final passage as well. You need 60 votes to end the debate, and then you need a simple majority to pass it. So we still have to get 60 votes again, and hopefully there are enough Democrats who have looked at what has happened in the last 4 years and what their own constituency is saying, and they will do the right thing and pass this law or pass this bill.
You would think. We're talking with Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chairman of Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, for the first time in decades, a pretty strong majority of the American public supports mass deportation of illegals. A new CBS poll of U.S. adults published in November showed that 57% would approve of launching a new program to deport all illegal immigrants in here in the U.S. illegally. Those are the kind of numbers that you would think would get Senate Democrats, at least the ones in, you know, squishy states, in purple states, and any state that Trump won. You would think that those kind of Senate Democrats would be the ones that we'd want to target with if they're on the fence, wouldn't you think?
Yes, I agree with that. And I think that's also why you've got senators like Fetterman and John Ossoff, Fetterman's from Pennsylvania, Ossoff is from Georgia, who are saying that they will vote for the bill. So I do think that they're looking at the numbers. They're looking at the fact they will be up for re-election in less than 2 years. And that is making them want to do the right thing. I will take it. I want them to do the right thing all the time, but I'll take it in this particular instance. And we need to be calling all of our senators to tell them to vote for this bill. And if we have Republican senators, they're doing the right thing, and they've made this a high priority in this Congress, and they should just hear from us and let them know that we appreciate this. We're going to have plenty of time to pull those sticks, metaphorical sticks, back out, but right now is a good time to give them carrots and thank them for doing the right thing.
Yeah, it does say something, I think, that the first piece of legislation that the new Congress chose to pass is this one.
Yes, I I think it is because the two issues that were most important to voters are fixing the economy and securing the border. And right. fixing the economy is going to take more time. Whether we like it or not, that is going to take more time. But they can begin doing things to help secure the border and to make America more safe. And I am very glad that they've taken this up. I've been working to secure the border for over a decade. I have met so many families who have lost a loved one because of crime committed by illegal immigrants. And this one is very personal to me. Lakin Riley, she was a year older than my twins, and they all three had the same first grade teacher. She was from my community. And I just want this bill to pass. It's not going to make her family feel better. There's nothing that's going to fill the hole in their hearts because they miss her so much, but hopefully it can prevent other families from feeling the pain they feel.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. Jenny Beth, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for being patient, working with us through the technical difficulties. If people want to connect with you, if they want more information about Tea Party Patriots, they can find it at teapartypatriots.org, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Teapartypatriots.org.
I appreciate you. Thank you again. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.